Hello, Audio Boot. I've just finished watching a webinar with Wistia, which actually gave me loads of ideas about splicing up different videos based on the analytics that come in from people looking at the video, which I'm not going to tell you about because they're very awesome, very cool, and we've got to integrate them first before anybody else finds out about it. Now, I've just walked upstairs, and there's a guy sitting there looking quite lonely. Well, no, he's not lonely, but I just thought I should engage and talk to the guy. Jeff, tell me a little bit about what you do, and you're just starting a startup, right?
Right. So I'm just getting started on MeetingZip. So you can find me on Twitter, MeetingZip, MeetingZip.com. And the mission of the product is to make meetings more valuable by capturing all the content of your meetings without a lot of effort from you. So things like, basically the analogy would be a time machine for your meetings or a DVR for your meetings. So everything's getting recorded, whether it's conference call, transcripts, Skype calls, and then any attendees can email their notes to a single Dropbox that appends it to the right calendar appointment. So the whole genesis of the idea came from, you know, calendars are good at finding availability, scheduling the appointment, getting people to meet, but then once they're meeting, where does all that content go? It winds up in notebooks and emails and wikis, but kind of a distributed, you know, mess of info. And so once I get that going, the goal beyond that would be to people in an organization can then benefit from the content in their colleagues' meetings. So I could see how the sales meeting went this morning with, let's say, Adam and Ben, but I didn't have to be there. But I can still benefit from all that getting captured over time.
Awesome.
So that's the goal.
So basically these are like digital assets that you can retap into after the event, mm-hmm. repurpose them to people who probably should have been at the event.
Right.
So what particular companies would you think this would work with best?
I think, you know, your medium-sized businesses that, or even large companies that have a meeting culture. I mean, I think a lot of small places can get away without having a lot of meetings. And in some small places that can be even, you know, counterproductive sometimes. But I think, you know, the last company I was with, for example, we grew from 10 people to 120, and meetings became more of the culture and more how things got done. And I, you know, I could see how meetings can be useful when you get the right people attending, have a right proper agenda, and, you know, knock out what the objective of the meeting is. So I'd say, you know, you want probably, 20 employees and up, and then maybe even larger organizations where, you know, a CIO or a chief sales officer wants to know what their sales team's up to right. and how things are progressing without having to be in on every meeting.
Right. So how would this be different to something like Basecamp?
It's the context being specifically meetings as opposed to projects. So it's not about like hitting milestones per se. It's just about capturing what happened at that point in time and then being able to reference it later. So let's say a sales guy, a use case, has a meeting with a prospect last week and he's talking about pricing. He could then send a link to the certain portion of the conference call, you know, to the team saying, here's what we talked about for pricing. And they could just listen to those 4 minutes and not have to have been there.
Right.
So it's about, you know, passively capturing that stuff and then making it referenceable. And I think hanging on meetings as the context doesn't make someone relearn or have to learn like a Basecamp or a wiki. The sales guys in our last company, they didn't want to touch the wiki. That was kind of techy.
Too technical.
Yeah, but if there's a, you know, recording of their call, or their demo, they can send a link to colleagues, and then someone can relive that a small portion of it. That's so far the feedback, you know, I've been getting.
Awesome. So I can imagine one of the areas that's going to be huge for you this is notification.
Right.
You know, literally telling people on the road, on their iPads, on their iPhones, on SMS. Have you got big plans for that?
Yeah, the mobile component's huge. In the real-time component. So let's say, someone's working remotely, they're on their phone, it's getting recorded. Maybe someone in the office can, like, you know, mark times for them to say, here's where they asked about security, you know, in the prospect scenario. So then even if they're in the car, they can go back and check on that later and really make sure they answer the question well or follow up if they have to.
Sweet.
And then action items come out of every meeting, right? So if you have a few that you can someone's actually working in the app as opposed to just on the phone, they can mark action items that people get emailed with, you know, when due dates and pop up and things like that.
Nice.
So,
nice.
So yeah, it's like the whole life cycle of meetings and making sure, you know, bringing some transparency to that stuff, that a lot of the info that just gets dropped on the floor
right.
today.
And one of the problems with that is that obviously people get disconnected from the project, or they don't know who, you know, who's spoken to who. So it's sort of a reaffirmation of what actually happened. Well, right. I wish you all the best with this. So just tell people the URL of this again.
Sure, MeetingZip. So meetings and then zip.com. Just like how it sounds, and hopefully launching a private beta early next year, so January, end of January, early Feb, and that's the goal, and I'm just trying to get as much feedback between now and then as I can.
Awesome. Well, send me a beta invite, meet at me.dm, and I'll test it out.
Great.
Cheers. Thanks, Jeff.
Phil.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.